USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is in Florida meeting with sheriffs. Now, before leaving for Florida, President Trump defended the placement of federal law enforcement agents in Portland. The president telling reporters the agents saved the federal courthouse there.
The courthouse has been in very good shape. They're not an offensive team. They're a defensive team. They're not allowed to be offensive, unfortunately.
Nearly 30 million Americans are losing the extra $600 a week in unemployment benefits Congress approved in the spring to keep the economy going. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said Republicans have met three straight days with Democrats, but there's no progress. He also said Republicans have offered four plans, hoping for a compromise. Democrats have not yet made a counteroffer.
I'm disappointed in what we've experienced over the last 3 days.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just six capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Several top health experts are giving a House panel an update on the coronavirus pandemic, and one of them has some very encouraging news. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says work on vaccines is progressing well, and that one already looks very promising. In fact, Fauci tells the House panel,
"We hope that as the time we get into the late fall and early winter, we will have, in fact, a vaccine that we can say will be safe and effective."
Democrats on that panel say the Trump administration has not been doing enough to help states that still need more testing to get it. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Another major college football conference is nixing its non-conference games for the season. SEC teams will play a 10-game conference-only schedule starting on September 26th. The SEC championship will also be pushed back 2 weeks to December 19th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
President Trump is set to announce a merit-based immigration action plan based on the Supreme Court's ruling regarding DACA earlier this month. In his just over 3.5 years in office, President Trump has had a few wins and a few losses in court regarding immigration. John Hughes, a professor of law at the University of California, Berkeley, he says immigration is an issue, though, that should be realistically bipartisan.
You know, we can have arguments about what's the right number of people to let into the country and what criteria we should choose. But again, this is another example where the left, I think, goes too far. They say things like, oh, borders themselves are immoral, or it's wrong or illegal, or even unconstitutional for law enforcement to try to enforce the immigration laws passed by Congress and try to detain and remove people in the country illegally. You know, the United States is a nation, and for its history, just like the history of other nations, we have borders, and we, as a sovereign state, have the right to decide who gets to come in, who has to leave. I don't think there's any constitution, anything revolutionary about that. Instead, what the fight should be about is just a political debate over should we have more immigrants or less immigrants? Should we allow dreamers to stay or not? But the idea that you challenge the whole idea of immigration controls is, I think, the rejection of our constitutional history and even the idea that the United States is a nation state.